It's always good to see you.
To see you too.
We love you. We're big fans always. Thank you. So you have a single out right now called Jealous of Myself.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of give us a rundown on that song? Because like it's a little misleading and then like once you listen to the song it
Yeah. So basically this song is about how when you lose someone and it was actually a great relationship for whatever reason, you know, people break up for a ton of reasons, but if it's kind of a situation where you just weren't right for each other, but loved each other, it's about being jealous of yourself when you had that person and had that relationship. So,
and you found this song on TikTok.
I did.
Right?
Yeah. So Emily Wiseman is an incredible writer here in town and she was posting songs that she had written for other people, songs that she wanted to get to artists and all of that. And I wasn't even following her at the time. I didn't even know she was on TikTok. And it popped up on my For You page. And I was just like, dang, like this girl outwrote me. Like this is a good song. And so I reached out and they sent it over. And found out it was Trevor Rosen and John Byron also writing on the song. And I just fell in love with it, so I wanted it for my own.
I love it. It is an amazing song. When we first heard it, we weren't told the title of it, and so we listened to the song, and me and Abby just kind of looked at each other. We're like, oh, my gosh, it's so true. Like, just looking back, you do get jealous of yourself, I guess you could say.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be those relationships where even if they ended badly or whatever, it's like there were good times.
Yeah.
And seeing someone else, you know, get to experience that and have it be a better relationship. Yeah. You're like, dang.
I know.
Completely.
Yeah, I feel that. So speaking of relationships, your boyfriend is a major LSU fan.
He is.
And y'all actually got to like tour the facility and the stadium and everything.
We did.
A few years back. We love it.
It was so much fun. That was actually my first and only college game that I've ever been to.
You have to come to another one. Yes.
I definitely will. I think it was Joe Burrow's last home game.
Yes.
So it was like, everything was crazy. I know. It was good.
I love it.
Go Tigers.
Yes, go Tigers. So we have a game called Burning Questions.
Boy,
they are burning.
They're rough.
So get ready.
Burning.
What
does that even mean? There's just saucy questions. You don't want to answer it. It's cool.
It's cool. You can pick another one.
I can't. Answer.
Do you want to read it?
You can pick another one.
You don't have to.
Have you ever received a nude? I mean, yeah.
You probably get crazy DMs all the time. Like, even though people know you're in a relationship, I'm sure people send you some crazy stuff.
Sometimes. Yeah. I've had people also, like, when I first started dating my boyfriend, they were like, you know, he's literally on Hinge. And I was like, okay. Like,
right.
And then I asked him about it. And he was like, oh, yeah, like, I used to be, but, like, I'm not, like, on there anymore.
No,
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people love
people
to make a big deal.
People are just trying to be messy.
I know.
I've heard once you're on those apps, kind of, like, it's really hard to, like, erase it. It's one of those things. It's on the internet, so it's out there. So
yeah,
like, and you can't just take it off.
I mean, there are the people that use the excuse of, "Oh, I didn't know I needed to delete the app."
Oh, come on,
but,
yeah,
which is what my boyfriend said. But I think for real, he just didn't know he had to do that.
I get that.
We're good.
Yeah, he's a keeper for sure. Well, we love you and thank you so much for your time.
Thank
you. And we're going to send you with a shot glass.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We always have the shot glasses.
Love it.